This is CICK News. After a six-year hiatus, Port Edward's Intertidal Music Festival is back this year at the historic North Pacific Cannery in July. The festival boasts headliners such as Spiritual Warriors and Victoria's Current Swell. The vibe is family-friendly rock featuring performers from across the province. Listen now to hear what the festival has in store.
Hi there, I'm Julius Watts, and I'm the lead organizer behind bringing back Intertidal Music Festival.
So can you describe the festival for people who have never been there before?
Definitely. So it's going to be one of the most beautiful festivals in BC. Being on the North Pacific Cannery, the water, it's going to be stunning. It's going to be 3 days of live music, beer gardens, family-friendly fun. And it's really going to speak to a lot of Indigenous culture, because there is not many Indigenous-owned festivals in Canada, and this is one of the few, so we're really going to be in our roots for that.
Okay, so when you say Indigenous-owned, can you explain what exactly that means?
Definitely. So a lot of the funding has come from Indigenous businesses and Indigenous companies, as well as many of the organizers on the festival are Indigenous. One of our headliners is Indigenous. Some of the bands are too. So that's really been important to us. We're going to bring out drummers for the festival. And we would just like to keep it in with the roots of the area, as there's a huge Indigenous population, obviously, in Port Edward and Prince Rupert. And we want everyone to have their moment, especially in the music scene.
So how much of the cannery is actually integrated into the festival experience?
About all of it, actually. Yeah, just about all of it, the entire grounds. We need all the space. It's going to be a large festival. So nearly everything will be integrated into the festival.
And that means like the actual space. So is it inside, outside? Can you describe that a little bit for people who haven't been there?
Yeah, so there's going to be three stages. The main outdoor deck area is going to be the large stage. And then in some of the buildings, so the second two stages are going to be indoors. The acoustic stage, we haven't finalized where that's going to be inside the cannery yet, but the vendor market's going to be inside. And yeah, so two out of three stages will be indoors, one will be outdoors, and there's going to be stuff going on all over.
Is the history a part of it, or are there displays or self-guided tours that people can take to learn about the space that they'll be in?
At this moment, they will be keeping the exhibitions that are already accessible will still be open, but some areas like the mechanical room and things like that won't be open just because of the scale of the festival. We really want to respect the area and make sure nothing breaks and no one's being disruptive, because it is a very sensitive ground and it's been there a long time. So we want to make sure that we're being very respectful of the venue.
Yeah, would you mind sharing the date, prices, where people can get tickets, and maybe even some of the headliners, if you can let our listeners know who those are too?
Definitely. So yeah, the festival is going to be happening July 18th, 19th, and 20th. The tickets will be available in person and online. You can find out information about the festival as well as where to buy tickets at www.intertidal.art. And there will also be physical tickets available at the information centers in Smithers, Kitimat, Terrace, Prince Rupert, multiple locations in Prince Rupert, actually. So yeah, there'll be lots of areas to buy tickets where you can buy them online. Senior discount tickets are available in person at all locations. Tickets are currently on sale for $65 for adults and $30 for minors. And that covers all 3 days. We are still looking at arranging camping at the actual Intertidal grounds. That's a work in progress at the moment. We should be making that announcement within the week. For the majority of people, I would recommend booking hotels as soon as you can. A certain amount of hotel space and campground space is allocated for Intertidal ticket holders. But yeah, I would say just book early. It's going to get tight, especially as we get to the summer months. Things start booking out very quick, but yeah.
Okay. Is it music only, or is there like comedy or dance? Are there any sort of other art, like artists performing?
So the main focus is music, but there will likely be a few workshops running. I know they wanted to do yoga in one of the studios and a few other activities for families and for kids. But yes, the main focus is music, but there will be things all over the grounds. So the Spiritual Warriors are a group out of, they're a mix of members, but around Vancouver, BC. And they are an indigenous group that does almost like folk style reggae music. And they're going to be headlining on Saturday. And for our Friday headliner, we have the famous rock band Current Swell. And they're an insane Canadian rock band. Right now, they're in a tour across Europe right now. So they made a lot of strings and they made a lot of things happen so then they could come down for Intertidal. So they're a crazy band. They're probably going to be one of the biggest bands ever to play in the area, so we can't wait to see them.
Okay.
We really want to keep everything busy, as well as since we're running nearly all day Friday, we're running all day Saturday, and then half the day on Sunday. Between different stages and between different artists, we want there to be more to do because to get back to and from the cannery, it takes a little bit, so we want to make sure there's amenities and things everywhere. You could spend the whole day with your family.
Julius, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and to share information about this festival that's returning after a 6-year hiatus. I'm sure there's lots of people that are excited.
Definitely, I can't wait.
Thank you to Julius Watts, the lead organizer behind bringing back the Intertidal Music Festival this July to Port Edward. Last week, I traveled to Hazelton to ride around on the LOGS book bus. LOGS is an acronym that stands for the Learners Opportunity Group Society, which promotes literacy throughout the region through various programs, including the book bus, which brings free books to communities in the Hazelton area from Kispeox to Gitignau. I spent the day riding with Ted Wall, the latest book bus driver in a long line of drivers. At around noon last Thursday, we pulled up to Rocheview Lodge in Hazelton, and we are here to meet one of Ted's regulars, a man named Glenn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there he
Oh.
I saw you pull up here.
I wait for you. How are you today, Glenn?
I got a few goodies for
me.
That. I need the bag, but
I'll give you the bag back right away.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Pam.
Oh.
Nice to meet you. And so I'm doing a story on Ted, so I'm following him around.
Oh, yeah, well, he's good.
Yeah? Okay.
He comes to my door and blows the horn because I'm about the only customer here. That's good, eh? Did you get rid of all them books down there? Oh, I've got picked out two already I haven't read.
Right on. Well, here's another four or five there. You can have a boo at. I don't know if you've read these or not.
I'll have a look.
There's
good, thank
there,
you.
Sir.
You make sure this guy makes the rounds good, eh?
Will do. I'll keep him on task.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep my schedule.
So, Glenn, do you mind if I ask, what do you get out of the book bus?
Well, the book bus?
Yeah.
He's very prompt.
Okay.
He comes. And he's very accommodating. Now he comes to my door, and he pushes that button.
Yeah.
So in case I'm eating or something.
Uh huh.
Now that's very good.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a library down there.
Yeah.
That's one of our stops.
Sure there is.
Okay. Yeah.
There's quite a library, and I've been in there before, but the book bus comes straight to my door.
Mm-hmm. And so you,
yeah.
How many books do you read in a week?
All depends if there's no hockey.
Okay. So let's say a hockey-less week. How much do you read in a hockey-less week?
There's hockey every day.
Okay. You'll find it if you're looking for it.
Oh, yeah. I got a good TV and I've watched lots of hockey.
Uh-huh.
Ted has become friends with his clientele, all who look forward to the days that he shows up to help them find what they're looking for. And in the case of Glenn here, it's Westerns.
Well, that's enough today. I took two big shopping bags home from down there, you know.
Yeah.
Which I haven't touched yet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, eh?
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, it's good to meet you, eh?
Good to meet you.
Don't we get He gives good service, 100%.
Yep, that's what it seems so far.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, no more customers but me here today. There's not many readers up here.
No, yeah.
It's good last time.
Yeah.
If you've got nothing else to do.
That's right.
Well, I'm busy.
Yeah. You got hockey.
I do. Well, glad you come, eh?
Well, thank you, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn. Nice to meet you.
Next on the list is to go to fill the little library in Allen Park and then on to the credit union where people have dropped off boxes of books for the bus.
Ooh, perfect fit.
Not my first rodeo.
How are you today?
Pretty good. What about you?
Well, I'm all right. Depends on the
right. Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to wait till the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I can put it inside because it's my last run for today.
Okay.
Last run this week until Sunday, so that will give me time to haul it down to the warehouse. Okay, sorry. Wow, been busy, hey?
The Learners Opportunity Group Society formed back in the year 2000 as an adult literacy research outreach program when one of Hazleton's largest employers, the Carnaby Sawmill, shut down. One of the main functions of this program was to enhance literacy skills among the recently unemployed workers, some of whom had only ever worked in a sawmill and required tutoring to update their resumes as well as reading skills for new areas of work. Hence, the Learner Opportunities Group Society's acronym, LOGS. The book bus is one function of LOGS, which also maintains the little libraries, book bags for babies, the Christmas Gift of Literacy program, which gifts every child in school a wrapped book chosen just for them at Christmas time, and other community events. The book bus was the brainchild of Dave Jones, a school teacher at Gitsagukla Elementary who, along with a handful of volunteers, ran the first iteration of the book bus about 25 years ago, according to Hazleton Public Assistant Librarian and local history buff Ruth Cooper. The book bus has a storied past, and TED is the latest installment to maintain the goal to offer free books to everyone, no strings attached. Here we are at the Red Apple parking lot, helping a woman who works in the laundromat stock up magazines and books for kids while their parents do laundry.
I need children's books and adult magazines for the laundromat.
Well, children's books, you come on here and I'll let you do it.
Thank you very much. I grabbed a few.
How many? That's all I need to know. Three?
Three.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We go next to the library, where I get a full tour from Ruth Cooper, assistant librarian.
Hi, Ruthie.
Hi.
I brought you some company for a few minutes.
I'm following on TED for a story
go
for the news.
I'm just going to go set up the bus, and you
right
guys...
On. Well, sure. Wait, I'm going to give you a box.
Oh, I can fit that in, no problem.
It's library and museum. That in
yep.
is the Pioneer Museum run by the Hazleton Area mm-hmm. Historical Association, which we lovingly call HAHA. And this side's the library.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful
would
building.
You like a tour?
Word to the wise. If you're at the Hazleton Library and Ruth offers you a tour, you take it.
Okay. I'll give you the whole meal deal.
Okay.
So here's our plot. It's called the Riverside Complex, and it was to be opened in 1990. And at that time, there, you know, the Del Monte cases were fresh, and there was a lot of stuff going on. And our MLA at the time was supposed to open this building. But there had been some severe protests about logging and access to native lands and things like that, and he got hung in effigy off the Hagelget Bridge. And then a couple months later, when he was scheduled to come and open this building, he wouldn't come.
Ruth and her late husband Dusty were two of the previous book bus drivers. She possesses something a little magical in the way she knows every inch of the space she inhabits as assistant librarian. Ruth is a wonderful tour guide, but what shines brightest is her love of the place she lives and her passion for educational tools made as accessible as possible for the people of her community.
Mm-hmm. This is a reference collection. We're really proud of this collection. And the cabinet, one of our young men that graduated here and then he went to BCIT and did all his woodworking stuff, and he came back and built this cabinet for us so he could showcase his talents to our local community. And it is just lovely. You know, it's so smooth, and, you know, carved out and so well done. The big birch tables are all made out of locally milled birch from Sims's Mill, and Bud Lorenzen puts them together. All of the artwork, the moose carving, Carol Chasins did that. She's an amazing woodworker. Another really cool thing is in our story corner here. We had a group of, Wanda, again, the same gal that did the mural that I just pointed out to you, and a volunteer who was an artist. And they got a group of kids together. The youngest was 9, the oldest was 12. So the way it went, it was a Saturday, and pulled about 100 books off the shelves and let the kids pick the images that they liked the best. Mm-hmm. And then Karen and Wanda gave the kids chalk and encouraged them to draw the pictures on the wall. Then they outlined everything in black paint. You know, I'm doing is running around with sheets of plastic covering things. I'm saying, oh dear, what's that thing? They painted it all. And then when they had it all outlined, Wanda and Karen would show them a few techniques. We're pretty proud of this little section here.
Ruth took me to the youth section upstairs on a balcony that overlooks the rest of the library, which is a small but mighty space that feels a lot like being on a boat as the Skeena River rages just outside of the window.
And this is just a quiet reading space back there?
Yeah, this is our reading nook. If you stand right here, though, don't you feel like you're on a BC ferry?
You certainly do.
I hopped back in the van after my Hazleton Library and Museum tour for the last couple of stops on Ted's schedule. To look at Ted, you might not suspect him of being the typical book bus type, whatever that means. He wears a Knight Rider LED lights jacket and ball cap, has a big bushy beard, and looks like he belongs on a job site with boots caked in dirt, directing heavy machinery. But that's not too far from his past before the book bus. He worked as a police officer for 5 years in the 70s, then a heavy-duty mechanic, worked in a Newfoundland gold mine, and then Manitoba, mined for gold and uranium in Saskatoon and diamonds in the Arctic. Ted professed that he's been through a lot of holes in the ground in this country.
So were you kind of like when you were working kind of more like in industry, were you like rough and tumble? Like, do you feel like you're sort of, I don't know, maybe calmer or like, yeah, do you think that your jobs kind of dictate your personality? Because here, I mean, I see you're always holding your hand for someone if they're walking down the steps and that sort of stuff. So
I guess I like to think of myself as a very outgoing person. So, I don't know. I guess I've always been a people person.
On our second last stop of the day at the Upper Skeena Recreation Center, the rain started to come. The place looked deserted, but across the parking lot, two teenage girls were waiting under a shelter for the book bus to arrive.
How are you today? Come look for a book?
Yes.
I'm home. My day is going very well, thank you.
Do you love books, or is it...
Oh, I like books.
Yeah.
I was a ferocious reader when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys and I did everything together. Now I set up here for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe Sandy will be along. He's another one of my regulars, likes the Westerns too.
Yeah.
Him and Glenn.
Back at the Allen Park parking lot, before we departed for the day, I got to spend time with Ted as he interacted with yet another one of his regulars.
Hey, Sandy, how are you today, sir? You got some stuff for me?
Some of these I think I've read before, but
Might be worth a reread.
I can't really tell until I get in the book, and I don't have my glasses with me. Actually, I can read these in certain light. I can read these really good, but...
You got your bag there?
Oh, yeah. And I got one more at home there that if I'd had it ready in time, I'd have brought it up to you. But...
That's okay. You know where I'll be.
Thank you very much to Ted Wall for taking the time to drive me around with him last Thursday in Hazleton and for me to get a closer look at exactly what the book bus does. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.